Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Alhamdulillah, marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to all our viewers and listeners of Madinah channel. The Prophet of Mercy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in a hadith, adorn your gatherings by reciting durood upon me, for the durood which you recite upon me in the world shall be light and nur for you on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, I am in the beneficial and blessed company of our two esteemed honorable scholars and ulama of Da'awat Islami, our respected honorable Mawlana Nurshad Attari, as well as our respected honorable Mawlana Abdul Qadir Qadri Mu'ini Attari. Alhamdulillah. Dear viewers, in today's program and discussion, we are talking about the unseen creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And mashallah, we have our respected honorable Mawlana Hafiz Nurshad Attari, who is with us as well. And since you deal with a department that has to do with this unseen creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a lot of the viewers, or many of the viewers of Madinah channel at this very moment, may assume, what is this unseen creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yes, dear viewers of Madinah channel, along with humans on this planet, this world is abode and reem to home to several other types of creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jiha, not only humans exist on this planet, some only exist in legends, such as the phoenix, whilst others have ceased to exist, such as dinosaurs, so on and so forth. So we cannot see some of these creations of Allah Azza wa Jal, such as some creations can be seen, whereas many other creations cannot be seen. What can be seen are humans, animals, birds, whereas others are merely felt but not seen. For example, the wind and fragrance. So inshallah, in today's program, we are speaking about a very specific creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, and I'm referring to jinns. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah, Ma Nurshad Sahib as well as Ma Abdul Qadir Sahib are with us right now in studio, and we are discussing this unseen creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, Ma Sahib. It is stated, Ma Sahib, pathogens and hemoglobins, Ma Sahib, all these things exist in the red blood cells. Yet, we cannot see them. To this extent that amino acids and vitamins, all these things are circulating within our bloods, in our veins. Hamare andar hai, lekin hame pata hi nahi hai. We are unable to even recognize or see it, yet we cannot sense them with the naked eye. So, as with the wind and fragrance, the inability to see these aspects, dear viewers of Madinah channel, the inability to see these aspects of creation is not enough to justify the denial of their existence. It doesn't mean if one cannot see them, they do not exist. Allahu Akbar. So the naked eye cannot see many things out there, but our iman, our Islam is also based on ghaib, on unseen. Subhanallah. So you may assume that we simply cannot reject their existence because many people have confirmed their existence. Although we may not have observed them ourselves, it would be unreasonable to belie such a large body of aspects, Mahasab, around us. Because we cannot see it, it doesn't mean these acids and vitamins and different types of vitamins, different types of hormones in our body, Mahasab. Look at this alam and this universe within us. It is beyond imagination. So many things we cannot see and we cannot feel, but it's within us, dear viewers of Madinah channel. Likewise, in the same way, there is a type of creation that we cannot see with our eyes, but Allah Almighty, His messengers and prophets, as well as the honorable Sahaba alayhim ridwan, and their followers, dear viewers, even saints and ulamas, mashayikh of Islam, have confirmed that this imperceptible species called the jinn is real and exists parallel to human beings. Allahu Akbar. So the spiritual body of evidence on this matter is conclusive and definitive, to the point that believing in the existence of these creatures is a fundamental aspect of faith. While denying their existence, yani the existence of jinns, is tantamount to disbelief in the Holy Quran. Yani it is to go against the teachings and the hukum and the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah azza wa jalla has mentioned this in the Holy Quran Pak, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. However, dear viewers of Madinah channel, though in the Holy Quran Pak Allah Pak says, and I have created jinns and human beings only for this, that they should worship me. So Allah azza wa jalla has already in the Holy Quran Pak, not one but many other places in the Quran Pak, explained that jinns do exist. And what is the purpose of our existence as well as the existence of jinns, Mu'asab? Illa liya'budun. Allahu Akbar. So that they should worship me. Now, Mu'asab, the first question that comes to mind, Mu'asab, since now we understand that agar hame kuch dikhta nahi, iska matlab ye nahi ki wo cheez exist nahi hai. It doesn't mean that shay and that does not exist, since the naked eye cannot see it. If it's beyond the reach of the naked eye, but Allah Azza wa Jalla has confirmed it exists, our iman is upon their existence. Different people, Mu'asab, in different areas, in different cultures, believe ki har evil ko jinn hi samajhte hain. Any evil that's done, that's the jinn itself. Any bad that happens, they refer that to be the existence of jinns, but not on a separate species itself, Mu'asab. They don't believe that it is a nation or a different species. So, alhamdulillah, can Mu'asab explain what is the actual reality of jinns, Mu'asab? Ye hai kya? What is reality from the Quran Pak, Hadith Mubarakah, Wal of the Buzurgani Deen?
As Mu'asab mentioned that, you know, we can't deny the existence of jinn. But you're going to get people who deny it. So it's similar to what you were saying, that as we cannot see bacteria, germs, we can't see them, but they exist, we know they exist. The amoeba, the one-celled, that body, it exists, but you can't see it. You need a microscope.
Allah.
So people go into extremes now. On one end, they'll go into extreme. They'll see that, okay, this animal has so much of power, so this can be our Lord. On the other side, no, I can't see God, so I don't believe in Him.
Allah, Allah.
So tell me, can you see your brain?
Allah.
Can you see your brain? Does it mean that it doesn't exist?
Allah.
So seeing is not always believing.
Kya baat?
That's one. Number two, you see this jinn, Allah has created it. As you mentioned, it's mentioned in the Quran. There's an entire surah, Suratul Jinn as well. Allah talks about them. And they are definitely a creation of Allah, not something that, it's not metaphorical. No, it can be an evil force or something. It's literal. It's a we can say a physical entity.
Ji.
It's a nation on its own.
Ji.
They made from smokeless fire.
Achha.
And shaitan was made from amongst them. Now we come across youngsters that say that, you know, shaitan, Satan, he's a fallen angel. And you ask them where you got this from. Because he wasn't an angel, according to the Quran, according to Islam. They get this from these movies and dramas and social media that indoctrinates them.
Allah
was, because certain religions believe that Satan was a fallen angel. But for us in Islam, we believe that Shaitan was amongst the jinn kind. So made of smokeless fire.
Right.
And the jinn amongst them, they are, for every one human child born, there are about 9 jinns born.
Allah, Allah.
So
Allah.
Their numbers, their population is much more than human beings. We can't take a physical weapon and hurt them.
Achha.
Because they're physically strong.
Right.
So this is where we give wada'if. We give invocations. We give amulets, ta'wizat. Certain things to be recited. Certain things to be done for your personal protection and to remove them. Because they do. We've come across so many people in this Department of Ruhani Ilaj, spiritual cures. So many people we come across that they come to our department, our stalls, and they say, you know what, I never believed in these things. Maybe not denying their existence, but denying the effects that they can hurt people, harm people,
Allah.
Right? So people, many people, they say, I never believed that they can harm people until this happened and that happened. And the doctors, they done all the tests, everything is clear. And then istikhara is showing, oh, there's a jinn problem, there's a jadu problem, there's a bandish or nazar or some other problem is there, some spiritual problem is there. Then the person believes, oh, okay, it has to be this. Because the doctors don't know what's happening. And, you know, certain strange things are happening at home. I won't go into details and examples. But in this line of work, alhamdulillah, you come across a lot of weird and strange things. And then we use Amir al-Sunnah, Damul Barakatum al-Aliyahs, you know, amulets and ta'wizat and things to be recited.
The next question, Mu'asab, how many types of jinns are there?
Subhanallah. The jinns, Huzur, as Mu'asab has mentioned, the fact that seeing them, not seeing them, all that whole debate around it. And if a person really makes that the basis of intellectual argument, logical argument, cannot see many things. Sometimes my colleague, I would like to narrate, he is an Alim Adin, a great Alim Adin, Alhamdulillah. He is a Khalifa of Huzur Mufti Azimim, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala.
SubhanAllah, MashaAllah.
And he once encountered an atheist who said, I don't believe in God because I cannot see him. So they were sitting in a plane. So he tapped on his hand. So he felt a little sting. He said, no, it pains. What are you doing? You've gone insane? He said, no, he said, way pain. I didn't see any pain. Said, but I felt it.
SubhanAllah.
Yes, the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is felt through the universe. Everything is in front of you, created by Him, yet you fail to see.
Allah.
Beautiful. A little pain, you're saying, you can feel it, you is so strong. Allah.
What a way to explain, subhanAllah, Masab, what an explanation. So of course their existence is there.
The existence, and they, alhamdulillah, Masab, there are three types of jinns, alhamdulillah.
You know, three types of jinn, Masab, and the viewers out there may be more confused, there are three different types of jinn. So Masab, inshallah, is going to explain what types of jinns are there.
They have wings and they even fly in the air.
Achha.
The first type of jinn. Right. And the second type of jinn, they are shapeshifters. Right. They can take the shape of snakes and dogs.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
And then the third type of jinn are those who travel as well as they stay stationary and they be traveling. So they in both states. They are alternating between these two states. And it is by the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in Al-Mustadrak.
This is so amazing. Kya baat hai? So it is basically, Masab, the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal have no fear, no belief, and they only fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And many times, Masab, we also had narrations where as shayateens, as Masab mentioned, they can take the forms of dogs and snakes, and they came specifically to frighten awliyaullahs. Like Ghaus Pak is in Salah, and the snake goes through his sleeve, or the snake will go through his Mubarak Jubba. And at the end, the snake would then, of course, turn to its original form, which is the jinn. And the shaitan or jinn then spoke out to Ghaus Pak and said that, I have scared big people that seen me and broke their salah and left.
Allah.
But you are one of them that was still in khushu and khudu in salah. You never terminated your humility and fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in salah. That was maintained very well, even in salah. So these are the friends of Allah. You'll even hear waqiyahs like Imam Jafar al-Sadiq rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. When they be engaged in ibadat, engrossed in salah, in any form of worship, then with tawajjuh, yaksui kisad, with full concentration, they would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And nothing of this world would ever frighten them because they are the real friends of Allah.
Pious predecessors have explained to us the virtues of our pious predecessors and how brave they are. Once they fear Allah, once somebody fears Allah, if he has no other creation.
Allah, subhanallah.
And Masab, the hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his interaction now, our master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would teach them Quran.
Subhanallah.
And one day he told Sayyidina, he told the Sahaba that I have been instructed to teach Quran or to recite Quran to the jinns.
Allah.
And he wasn't the Nabi of the humans only, he was the Nabi of the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he was appointed as a Nabi of all creation, not only humans, but the jinns and every other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
In fact, to mention what Masab just mentioned, of course, he is rahmatan lil alameen upon the entire universe. And Masab, that the narration goes to this effect that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once told his blessed companions that I'm going to teach the jinns Quran. Yeah. Is there any companion that would want to accompany? Companions remain silent. After some time, on the second or third time, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, he said, Labbaik ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, main hazir hu, aapke subhanallah. He then immediately was ready to go with the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now he reports and says, when I accompany the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we reached a place where the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a circle. And he commanded me to be within that circle. In a nutshell, Masab, the waqiyah is quite lengthy. And then he says that then he heard different types of sounds as the beloved Nabi Sallam then went to teach and educate the jinns or recite to them the Holy Quran part. And then he says that I was in that circle and I experienced different types of sounds and flapping of wings of vulture-like birds and different types of noises that was so scary, Allahu Akbar. He said, I became worried for the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that many black things formed a barrier between me and the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until I could not even hear the blessed voice of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, then they started to disperse like clouds until they completely disappeared.
Allah.
Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, Fajr time had already entered, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned and inquired, did you go to sleep? Asking Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. So he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by Allah, no. When his companion says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I heard the sound of the blessed stick of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you were saying to the companion or to the jinn to sit. So the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, had you left from here, you would have not remained safe. Any of these jinns could have gripped you and then could have caused some sort of harm to you. So subhanAllah, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then adds and says that these were the sounds of the jinns, and he was performing actually a faisla between the jinns. There was an issue and matter with regards to a culprit jinn. So these narrations are there. And subhanAllah, they are in some books that teaches us that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has more power over the jinns as well, Mu'asab. You know, this is the debate whether, you know, jinns are powerful or humans are powerful. And leave alone or let alone to talk about the blessed powers of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on another level altogether, Huzur. There is also another narration in the book called Ajaib-i-Quran, Wonders of Quran-i-Pak, in which the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at one stage captured one naughty jinn, the jinn which was causing mischief, as Mu'asab earlier mentioned about the mischief jinns. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then tied this jinn to the pillar of the masjid. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said to them that last night there was a jinn that came to interfere and I captured this jinn. And I kept it tied here to show you people that this is the jinn that was causing mischief. But then I recall the statement of my brother, Hazrat Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar, who made dua that he wants to be having the powers and abilities over jinns. And after him, no one should have this power and ability. So remembering the dua of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, I decided to then release this jinn. Subhanallah. So this is the powers and abilities of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that not only animals would come and inquire or ask for assistance from the beloved Nabi. Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu would even make faisla and would pass judgment between animals for their masail as well. Between humans as well, even for jinns. Subhanallah. He is rahmatul lil alameen. May Allah azza wa jalla, for the sake of His rahmat, forgive our sins. Mu'asab, there are so many other questions related to this. One question is with regards to, do the jinns also celebrate the mawlud of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam? Well, the Muslim jinns do.
Achha.
The day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, then there was a jinn, which is mentioned in the narration, there was a jinn that had mounted the mountain of Abu Qubais and made an announcement telling the people that the Prophet of Allah was born. This is mentioned in the books as well. There's something very interesting I would like to mention, that as you said, Sulaiman alayhi salam, he, Allah gave him power and control over the jinn. And he used them to also make build Masjid al-Aqsa. So Masjid al-Aqsa was built by the jinn. And today we see a debate going out. How did the Egyptians build the pyramids? Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali mentions in Malfuzat al-Sharif that Sayyidina Mawla Ali, the Khalifa of Islam, radiallahu an, he says that the pyramids were actually built by the jinn. Because physically they are strong. They can lift all those massive boulders that, which weighs tons and tons, right? And subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, the jinn, their natural habitat is islands. Islands, mountain tops, uninhabited buildings, jungles and forests. So sometimes you hear that, hey, this person got lost in the forest, can't be found. In all possibility, it's a jinn that captured the person because they went into their natural habitat. Now here we also advise people to bind their homes. You know, we have special ta'wizat al-tariya ruhani ilaj way. If a person visits, or even online, the person can go and, you know, ask for them to send the post the ta'wizat through. To bind the house, to bind the property as well, because these things do interfere.
Allah.
Around Maghrib time, when you're closing your doors and windows, recite Bismillah and close, so that this acts as a barrier against the entry of the jinn. Because they look for a place to stay and a place to cause fitna and mischief. So if you say Bismillah and close, inshallah, that acts as a barrier against them entering the house.
MashaAllah. Mu'asab, even especially people who enter twilight areas to answer the call of nature and stuff, that don't use a hat on their head and stuff. Is there anything that can really affect in the at such a place?
Well, the male and female jinn, they stay in the twilight because they love impurity. And this is why those who are drug users, those who are alcoholics, because alcohol and drugs is not just haram and prohibited, it's also najis, it's also impure. So jinn, they are attracted to impurity. So a person who's forcing impurity in the form of alcohol or drugs into their body, so they are more susceptible to the effects of the jinn. That's why alcoholics and drug addicts, 99% of the time they are affected by jinn, because they're attracting the jinn towards them. And furthermore, Alhamdulillah Azzawajal, Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah has advised us. In fact, there's a very beautiful booklet out called Q&A about Jinnat with Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah. So please download that for more information. When you're going to sleep, when you finish reading the du'as, your surahs, then try to read the three quls. Qul huwallahu ahad, qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. Each time you recite, start with tasmiyah, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, blow into your hands and then wipe your body as far as you can reach. Do that for a second time and a third time, inshallah azawajal, you will gain protection against the influence of jinn and of humans as well, and jadu and black magic.
MashaAllah. So dear viewers of Madini channel, all these Madini pearls which you are listening to, mashaAllah, from our ulama, on this program, we are talking about the unseen creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, these jinn. So they do exist. Many people are possessed by these jinnats and shayateen, and they cause a lot of mischief. A lot of marriages have broken, as Mohsab have mentioned. And there's a specific program we have on Madini channel called The Spiritual Cures. Right here in South Africa, Durban, and the presenter of the program is none other than our own Maulana Nushar Sahib, mashaAllah. So to learn more about these matters, if you often listen and watch that program, inshallah, you'll find a lot of solutions to these problems as well. So Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we of course fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should not fear these jinns, Mu'asab. You know, somebody had said to me once that, you know, if a jinn was more powerful than a human being, then it should have been the case where the jinn should capture a human in a bottle. But yeah, it is the opposite way, as humans are capturing jinns and locking them in bottles and throwing them in oceans. So these things have happened and they still continue to happen, whereas there are such powerful amils and powerful people out there who can capture these jinns, as we have heard that, subhanallah, many awliya Allahs, many pious friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had done it. Now, Mu'asab, reciting Quran to them is one thing, then making da'wah amongst the jinns is another aspect altogether. We do da'wah, alhamdulillah. What's happening right now on Madini channel also part of da'wah, Mu'asab.
Subhanallah.
So the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who came for the reformation, not of only human beings, but rather, as we mentioned earlier, his mercy encompasses everything on this planet. And he has come to convey the message of Allah Azza wa Jal to every creature on this planet. That, of course, will have to take that the hukum from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring about obedience on this planet. From amongst different species and different nations, of course, is also jinns, Mu'asab. How did the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam perform da'wah even amongst jinns? This is something maybe we don't hear often, Mu'asab, but of course it exists in the books of ahadith and narrations as well. Can Mu'asab shed some light here?
Subhanallah. The da'wah Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made to the jinn who lived with our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. His own jinn became Muslim, subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
And that jinn would only advise him to do good because he was in the company of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, subhanallah. So if the evil jinn that was in just by the company of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he embraced Islam, subhanallah. Yeah. So what can be said about the rest of the jinns who came in the proximity of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whoever... If they heard the Quran from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how would that be, you know, for a jinn or for a human being listening to the Mubarak Quran and the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the lips of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam preaching Islam and announcing Islam and his prophethood to the people of Makkah. And when he began his da'wah, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he began his da'wah, the people of Makkah, they were infuriated. And one of the leaders of in the city of Makkah, amongst the kuffar, he then plotted, you know what, let me go and ask my idol. He had two idols made of gold and silver, and he made them sit on chairs, you know, with respect and everything. So now he's asking the idols, tell me your opinion and your view about Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So there was an infidel jinn that spoke unknowingly, you know, meaning he was unseen. People can't see jinns.
So through the structure of that.
Yes, through the structure, the jinn spoke, not the idols
right.
spoke, because they don't have the ability to speak. So
of course, everybody spoke, was mesmerized to see something like
yes,
that.
Yes. So the jinn spoke that, you know, Ma'azallah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is a liar, his religion is false, and so on. Islam, he spoke evil and ill about Islam, about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then, now they presented that idol as a witness to show people that who's right and who's wrong. So they called Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was there, and then they asked the idol to speak. So the same jinn spoke ill of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right? And then after it was over, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi departed from there, and on his way back, he sees a person riding his horse, and he was dressed in green. Subhanallah. So he approached Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he introduced himself. And he said, I am the resident of Mount Sinai, meaning Ture Sina, that we call in Urdu and Arabic, subhanallah. And he was from there, and he said, I believed in Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam.
Subhanallah.
And alhamdulillah, now I've been blessed to reach your court, Ya Rasulullah, and I've heard about this evil jinn who insulted you, who spoke against you and the beautiful religion of Islam. I refuted him and I went and I beheaded him. And there he is lying dead in the shape of a dog.
Allah.
Between the valley of Safa and Marwa, between Mount Safa and Marwa, subhanallah. And then he sought the permission of Rasulullah. If you grant me permission, I would like to possess that idol. And I would like to speak on your behalf, inshallah. So they went back. And now this jinn spoke on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his permission, and he enforced and he endorsed the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the truthfulness of Islam, subhanallah, to the people. And the kuffar of Makkah, they were red with anger. How come? And Abu Jahl, what he did, you know, the ardent enemy of Islam, the greatest enemy of Islam, Allah and Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Jahl. He broke that idol. He banged it onto the ground and then burnt it to ashes.
Allah.
No wonder he's Abu Jahl, the father of the ignorant ones. You know, very important things Mawlana Sahib was saying. Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azami rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has very clearly mentioned the person who denies the existence of the jinn and thinks that it's just some evil force, that is tantamount to disbelief. So a person must be very careful that, because you now you're denying the Quran, you're denying the Hadith, you're denying, you know, we have to believe in this creation because it's created by Allah Azza wa Jal, mentioned in the Quran as well. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, see, each person is born with a jinn, also called Hamzad. So the job of this is to influence a person to do evil things. Only Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Mawlana Sahib mentioned, he made it into a Muslim. Everybody else, we still have that. It stays with us from the day we born till the day we die.
Allah,
it knows every single detail of our life. It knows our weak points. It knows which buttons to press. It knows what evil whispers to bring us down.
On that note, Mawlana, on that note, that many people out there who get very astounded how this person knows the secrets of another person's life.
Yes,
it's just important to mention that sometimes these Hamzad, which Mawlana has spoken about, they share information.
Yes.
One Hamzad from one person could share information to the next person's Hamzad, Mawlana, and this give is, information about.
This is the reason why it is forbidden to go to fortune tellers, palmists, and you know, these kind of people that they do the palm reading and all these, they look in the ball, crystal ball, etc. Because how they extract information is like that.
Allah,
they use the jinn that they have captured. They communicate. It's like putting a USB inside the PC to get all the information out. So their jinn communicates with your Hamzad to extract. And they know every single detail of your life.
Because of course they are with you from the past.
From the time you're born.
Born, right.
And they give it to that jinn. The jinn tells the fortune teller tells you, okay, you know, this and this, and you get amazing. Wow. They're playing a trick.
But they're unable to predict the future, Master. Many a time, they only tell you about the things that occurred, but they're unable to tell you about the things that occurred.
They mix lies with it. They don't know knowledge of the future. This is the teaching of Islam. And so they trick a person. The person gives them so much of money that, hey, this person knows my secrets that I haven't told anybody else. But this is how they are doing it. So we're not allowed to go to these people.
So, Masab, Jazakallah for, you know, sharing this information and parting this knowledge to Mawdu Qadir Sahib as well, to our respected Maan Nosha Sahib as well. And what Maan Nosha Sahib had just mentioned at the end is very important for us to know that they don't have the knowledge of the unseen, Masab. This is very important because this as well is from the Holy Quran Pak when Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam supplicated to Allah Azza wa Jalla not to disclose my passing away to the jinns. So Allah Azza wa Jalla, of course, took the soul of Hazrat Sayyiduna Sulaiman ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam in such a way that he alayhi salam was in salah, and this was not disclosed to the jinns for a year. So they continued building of the masjid whilst he was in salah, and the termites of the earth were consuming and biting the lati, the stick, the asa which he had with him upon which he was leaning, or he was standing erect. However, when the termites had consumed that stick and that asa completely, Masab, and when he alayhi salam came to the ground, Allahu Akbar. Then only it was disclosed to the jinns that he passed away, that he had made parda. Allahu Akbar. So had they only known, so which means they have no knowledge of the unseen except for what knowledge Allah has given them. Subhanallah. So dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, stay in the condition of Paki as well as Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala had also said that the one who stays clean, the one who stays in the state of purity and taharat, yani his ghusl is also performed 100% correctly, then most probably such a person will be saved from jinns and shayateen. So this is very important for us to take care of, to make sure that our we are always in a state of taharat wherever we go. We have now come to the complete end of the program, Masab, and we're speaking about the unseen creation, and I wish we had more time on hand. MashaAllah, dear viewers, Alhamdulillah, we shall meet tomorrow, same time, same place, only on Your Madini channel. Once again, we say shukran to all our viewers who support this program called The Early Echo, and they share it with others only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shukran to our brothers as well, our ulama, and to all our technical team locally as well as internationally. Until next time, stay good, be good, do good, and wherever you are, remember, this is the mission of your movement. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.